front there and give us your bottom 10 list.
How many horses can I put to confuse?
You got a few. And these are real, genuine questions asked by real, genuine human beings, all of whom had an IQ of excess of 100. You got him. Got him for this. You would save this for humanity or posterity, or some.
When we had first gave this, the 10 dumbest questions was in New Orleans, and Howard made the announcement the morning before I was going to do it. Like Friday morning, he made the announcement. Everyone was on the edge of their seat for the rest of the seminar. Said, Jimmy, you're not going to tell me, are you? And I kept on guessing. I'll get the call. As you know, I've got the dial hat. And I get these calls. And the classic example is I want to ask a stupid question. Well, we used to say there isn't any such thing as a stupid question. But yeah, there are. I mean, there is a bunch of them. And I'll tell them, well, don't. You know, if you don't want to ask one, don't ask them. But they do. And I think that probably one of the top of my list deals with computers. People have some of the hardest time with computers that is unimaginable. They'll call up and say, Jimmy, I'm having problems with getting my program to work. I said, well, what kind of computer do you have? They said, well, I have a Coco. Well, you know, the Coco runs on a cassette tape. I said, well, what did you do? They said, well, I got my program. It's on a cassette. I put it in my cassette player. I turned my computer on and nothing happened. I said, well, now let's back up a minute. I said, you put it in your cassette player. You turned your computer on. And what? I said, nothing happened. I said, did you load your program? They said, what do you mean, load your program? I said, did you put it in the computer? He said, no, I put it in the cassette player. I said, well, it's got to go into the computer. You've got to type C load and go in, it'll go into the computer. As well, how do I do that? So I've got to lead them through step by step how to put it in. They make mistakes getting it in, but they'll finally get it loaded. I said, well, now what do I do? I said, type run. So they'll type run. I said, what do I do now? To start putting in your horses. How? I said, by your pace line. I said, what is a pace line? Now, wait a minute. How long have you been with us? I said, well, I just got the program. I said, would you mind reading your book first?
Well, the person said, I've got a little bit of a problem. I said, what's that?
That I can't read.
Yeah.
But, you know, here, you can't run a computer, and you can't read. And so besides that, said I'm a recovering alcoholic. He said, do you have any suggestions? I said, yep, I've got a couple of suggestions. I said, first, stay away from the booze. And second, Get your wives to read the manual with me and then call me back.
But I haven't heard from the guy since then. And I don't know whether he stayed with us or not.
Another one is, someone said when I walked up, how many horses can I put in? And the Coco and some of the others were limited to the number of horses that we could put in. Well, they'll say, how many horses can I put in? You put in 6 or 7 according to the brand of the computer that you've got. Well, I need to put in more horses than that. I said, I'm sorry, that's all that you can put in. I said, well, what do I do if I want to put in more horses? Well, you know, this is really difficult to answer because I've already said you can't put in more horses. So, this was before we locked our programs. So I said, I'll tell you what let's do. We'll fix it to where you can put in as many horses as you want. I said, do this. Put line number, just type a line number, 1. And type clear 500. So he typed 1, clear 500. I said, now it'll do more horses. He said, how many horses will it do? I said, 500. He said, Jimmy, I don't need 500. I said, well, you might. I said, I haven't changed it. It'll still only do 6 horses. But he thinks now it'll do 500. I said, well, you might. He said, well, you don't come to think of it. He said, I might. So we'll just leave it alone. So he was very happy. I get this call. Said, it's when we start going to the Toshiba. Say, I've got a colored monitor. I'd like to hook my Toshiba to the colored monitor. Said, can you tell me how to do it? I said, sure. I told him how to do it. I said, now hit FN, FN and N, the EMD at the same time, and it'll go to the screen, and you've got it from your Toshiba 1000 to your new monitor. It's all right. So they hit FN and N. Doesn't do anything. They said it didn't work. I said, okay, run the program a little bit. Do it again. Won't work. I said, check your connections on your monitor to your Toshiba. Yep, it's hooked up right. I said, try it again. Try again, said it won't work. So Jenny said, do you think it'd help if I turn the monitor on? So we got that problem solved. Well, the other classic, I get the call from this guy, and he's panicked. I mean, he's really, really panicked. He said, I got my material from the Sarton methodology and said, I can't use it. Something's wrong. Something bad's wrong. I said, well, what is that? What's wrong? He said, well, I took my cassette tape and I put it in my cassette recorder and I'm going to listen to it and it says all it'll do is go.
Somebody's playing some strange musical instrument.
Hey, that's not an audio tape. A computer program. They said, well, what do I do with it? I said, well, put it in your computer.
That's why I don't have a computer. I don't know what the thing is.
I don't know whether you would classify this as a stupid question, and I don't know, maybe it was pretty smart on the people, and maybe I was the stupid one, I don't know. I get this call, and they said, we've got a, there's a racing form on the way to you overnight. Said, would you mind looking at a race so that we can relate? Check this out. I said, well, sure, I'll look it over. So they called back in about 30 minutes. They said, has a package arrived? I said, yes. They said, so I said, I'll open it and we'll look at this race. So we opened it up and I looked at the race and I said, well, hey, look, honest, there's only two horses in the race. I think this two horse is going to win the race. I said, I think the two horse won the race. So, well, there's a little bit of noise in the background. I don't pay any attention. And kind of goes silent for 3 or 4 minutes. And I said, get the result charts and look and see. And they said, well, I don't have a result card. I said, what do you mean? I said, well, the race is just now getting ready to run. I said, my husband just went out to bet the horse. Well, you know, for the rest, now the rest of it. So they want me to go to the whole card with me. I don't think I'll do that. Now I'm worried the rest of the day because I missed that dang race. Now, I played the race and did I miss it? I said, hey, look, would you mind calling me back and tell me what we've done on that race? It drives me nuts. But the handicap of racing can't play it.
You're talking about me, huh?
So, I get this family call, and the horse did win the race. Now, this same couple, they're really nice people. And I've worked with them hard. So, I get She called. She said, Jimmy, I've got a energy report coming. And I said, it's coming overnight in a racing form. I said, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. I said, let's don't play that little game anymore. I said, let's don't do that. I don't like to do that. I said, if I'm going to take a horse, I want to be able to bet on it. She said, take it, I'll bet it for you. No, she said, I want you to check my pace lines and my contender selection. I said, sure, I'll be glad to do that. Well, I get the energy report, and it's something like 23%. And I think I have to cheat to get it to 23%. So I look at this race, and a horse just jumped off the tape jack. I mean, it's literally a stand-down horse. And she don't even have it in the computer. Don't even have the line mark. She got a line mark. Horse was beaten in its last race. Got it underlined at a 1:14, 24 lengths. And I said, she said, do you think I have improved on my You know, I said, darling, I'm going to tell you something. I said, are you still working?